as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Okay, and welcome to another season edition of the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. My name is Kelly Rayburn. Along with me is Michael Ribbon-Cloggs. And just to make a programming note, that we apologize that we didn't get a chance to get our program on Sunday on Co-op Radio. So we apologize for that. Michael's here.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You're back.
I'm back from the month off. Yes.
Yes. And of course, last week we were actually preempted, so.
Yeah, we are also preempted on CITR. Yeah, of course, that too. Just want to let you know that we are adding one more station, and that's in Nanaimo. CHLY.
Oh,
cool. So CHLY Radio.
It's confirmed?
I'm hoping it's confirmed because it's all under the NCRA program exchange.
Awesome.
So yay. We'll see about that.
What about Victoria?
We're still working on that.
Yeah. Because I know Paul's pretty local with that.
I know, but I mean, all he has to do is to be there, to be at CFUV.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get the setup programming onto it and everything. Yeah. So I'm just hoping that they have their commitment on to it as well. So.
Yeah.
So today's show.
Well,
we have something.
We have us yapping basically.
yapping.
Yeah. But let's talk about some of the things we have upcoming. I do have a recording.
Yes. Tell us about that.
And but we won't be able to. The recording isn't ready to be played yet on air. And I also want to have Paul come in with us when we actually do play this. Hopefully next week.
Okay.
It is a recording of Rich Coleman's speech at his annual barbecue.
Okay.
Which I get invited to. Mm. It's like, and.
But it's kind of an annual thing, am I right?
Yeah, it's an annual thing. And, you know, he's kind of, he's talking about some of the stuff that he wants to see BC do, right?
Right.
Some of the stuff is of course, old stuff, and some of it is new stuff. Let's put it this way. Anybody who runs for office isn't just running for office for their own personal gain. Usually they're running because they see something in the community that they feel strongly about. And those who would run for their own personal gain probably aren't going to win.
Right.
Because you're trying to. The people who do win usually win because they have a stance about the community, something they want to see happen in the community that makes the community better.
Right.
At least in their own opinion. Now
Rich Coleman may talk about the NDP about the 1990s at that time.
Well, he doesn't like the direction the current government is going. But
I thought so.
But you know what?
Yeah.
if you were to flip that around and it was John Horgan talking, of course he didn't like what the liberals are doing, right?
Right, of course.
Yeah. So hey, that's that. Mm-hmm. It's not right or wrong. It's just his opinion, his interpretation.
The views and, or expression of opinion aren't those to the participants.
Yeah, exactly. And as far as liberal leadership is concerned, hey, I'm not exactly a fan. I will be honest, but I do think that he's a strong person for leadership. He's where he is because because he's a strong person for it,
right.
and he's a strong leader. Mm-hmm. Otherwise he wouldn't be where he was.
Right.
Right.
Of course.
So yes, I'm running the fence on this one because I don't want to be completely lopsided towards NDP. Yes. I have a lot of friends who are NDP that are now in office, mm-hmm. but it's like, we got to stay neutral too. Right?
Right.
And we have to be not neutral. Let's say objective. Right. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, I want to bring Paul on to talk about the recording.
Sure, absolutely.
And, you know, how we think that what he has to say fits in, should the election occur within the next year or so,
mm-hmm.
And how we think that could actually go for both sides, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Also on the... probably on the future show is all about cerebral palsy.
Yes, you have a number of people that you want to invite on that we should interview.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about that.
Well, I got a text from William, who is one of the members of the Cerebral Palsy Coalition of BC. Maybe one of our guests. So it could be someone else as well. Maybe two or three of the special guests onto our show, and basically it's about what's happening with their offices and what they do and what are the issues and the current news on cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Myself, I've got a little bit of a cerebral palsy. The only thing I have difficulty handling is very heavy stuff. Sometimes I tremble a little bit. And hot stuff like tea, coffee, sometimes with a little tray below it. But, you know, it's a mild situation that I have.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that means let's talk about cerebral palsy for a second, because maybe some people don't know what some of the symptoms, some of the drawbacks are,
mm-hmm.
and some of the advantages to cerebral palsy are.
Yeah, and part of it is all part of the whole body system. It's not just my hands. It could be part of the facial area and
mm-hmm.
part of my right area of my face, where the ear canal and everything is all very sensitive. I don't know why, but it's very sensitive. And even if I pull my left ear on the headphones and to it to the right, it just feels sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it could be part of the cerebral palsy, or maybe it's something else. I don't know. The other part of it is the verbal, vocal stuff. Sometimes the voice can trigger it a bit, because the voice can help affect on the cerebral palsy. Your vision sight may be also mm-hmm. included into it. Any kind of symptoms onto it.
Yeah.
So we'd be interested in talking to those two gentlemen.
Yeah, so it's an effect with the nervous system and the brain, or what?
It just affects the whole body system mm-hmm. into it, and okay. that's how I kind of think of the cerebral palsy.
Yeah,
system in your body. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, it'd be good to have them on, because people need more education on on what things are, right?
Right.
So, and another guest who we're going to have come on, I can't remember Deborah's last name now.
Hi, Deborah.
Anyway,
sorry, I just
Raymond. That's what it is. Deborah Raymond. She's somebody that I met through another friend, Sheila Sutherland. They're like, they're almost like they're such besties. They're like sisters, right?
Okay.
And Deborah's a beautiful person. When you after you get past her, some things during birth didn't develop with her, and she's going to talk about her story and growing up and everything, and we might get into some of how people react to how she looks.
Right.
Now, as a photographer, I looked at her completely differently than what she expected, because I saw bone structure and I saw a whole bunch of things that. I love to actually photograph her and beyond that, she's a really adorable friend, right?
Right. Okay.
Just a wonderful person to hang around with, and we want to have her talk about maybe with some of the challenges that she's had growing up, because she's had some surgeries and things like that, and how she got to her successes, because she's a very successful lady in business and in the financial sector. Mm. So it would be really cool to talk to her and find out what's going on with that sort of thing.
Mm. Do you want to talk to Cheryl Young again?
Yes, we will need to actually talk to Cheryl Young. I do want to have her come and give a full update, but as an update right now, the only thing I can actually say is, and this is pending her fully releasing it. The only thing I can say, because I am actually kind of involved with the whole project for the housing project and everything, that it has been paused pending some sort of legal hiccup. That's okay. All I'm allowed to say at this point. She asked me to kind of sit on the story on that. So we'll have when it's clear, we're going to have Cheryl Young come on, and we're going to have her talk about what's going on with that. But in the meantime, please, everybody. Send love, light, support to Cheryl and the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation. Right. And even if you want to go onto their website, the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation.org, and send her your support and everything. Mm. Because, with people with disabilities, for yourself that affordable housing is an issue.
It is,
and she's trying to fix affordable housing for a group of people with hidden disabilities. And if she's successful with it, then it can be replicated. So, and that's the ultimate goal. And not only replicate it in British Columbia, but she wants to be able to replicate this around the world.
Okay.
There's people her husband, Nigel Thom, he's from Britain. And there are people that they have met in Britain that are actually watching this process to see what comes of it, and how the housing comes about, to see, because they want to replicate it there in Britain. There's folks in Australia that are looking at it also to see what they do as this thing develops, so they can be replicated in Australia.
Right.
And that's just two of the places.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's other places that that I don't even I did that they have they that they have traveled and that are also
yeah,
looking
I mean,
at that I can't even think of right
now. Those are the
now.
Two that are facts that are very interesting. One on the UK, the other one in Australia. I'm just wondering if they might have some other same situations in Asia and in Europe.
They very well could be looking at it also.
I was going to say Africa as well. So
yeah, could be groups in Africa that they're actually looking at it. But I just can't. I don't remember where or who.
Okay.
In those particular areas, I just know. Mm. I just remember Australia and in Great Britain. Mm. I know for a fact because they've traveled there. New Zealand was another one. That's
okay.
What it was.
So
New Zealand.
That's all part of the Australian continent, anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, but there's other groups, governments, and everything that are watching to see how it's reacted to, how it develops, and everything to see if to replicate it in their area,
right.
Because people with well, there's other people with cerebral palsy, autism, fibromyalgia, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome around the world. There are still other. It's not something that's just localized to Canada, right? You know.
Yeah, and then we did months ago on this show. We did deaf person doing some sign language. I'm hoping to bring back maybe some special guests that will do some the sign language, but it's only in the script that, you know, this person is doing and everything.
Yeah. Because we had Marlene Witsky come on talking about the Hard of Hearing Foundation, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is something that they were kind of that's kind of underrepresented in people talk about blindness, but they don't talk about hard of hearing nearly as much.
Yeah, exactly. I want to try and bring that, and then what else? Oh yeah, BC Peoples First. I know our original cast members Dave and Laurie may have something to talk about on the BC Peoples First. And what's happening with the program over there? So I want to try and bring those two out and talk about what they're doing with BC's People's First, and the Disability Association there.
While you were gone, I ran into a couple of our old friends. Carrie Gibson.
Okay.
And
I know she's doing her United Nations stuff there.
Yeah, yeah. Which a lot of has to do with the Foundation of Hope. Yeah. Carl Meadows, that's who it is. I also saw Carl Meadows. I was at the Pride Parade, but
right.
But there's because they also while they're fighting for rights for people that are gay and lesbian, transgender, they are also fighting for people with disabilities that are also gay, lesbian, transgender, right?
Right.
So yeah, trying to make sure that they have the housing, the rights, and all that kind of stuff too. So.
All right.
And it's really good to see those guys in action there. So yeah,
that's a lot of things.
There's a lot of stuff to do. You know, we're going to have a great season. You know, bringing these people on,
and maybe an open discussion.
Yes,
if we have an audience, if you're listening to it and you want to be a part of the open discussion, you're welcome to do so. But we haven't set up a date or anything like that for our special guests and stuff. So it'd be very, very interesting. Oh, one more thing, your television thing.
Oh, yeah. We did actually, we shot the pilot episode of Balanced Living.
Yes.
It is nearly completely edited. There's a lot of bits, pieces, and parts that go into making a television show, mm-hmm. you know, openings, closings, credits, music, as well as just basically because it's a talk show, getting the interview down. The interview part of it is nearly completely edited. Mm-hmm. It is broken into different segments and all that kind of stuff so that we can introduce sponsors and all that kind of stuff as the show marches forward.
Cool.
And we will be shooting another one on September 30th or 31st, whichever the Saturday is. It's the last Saturday
of the month.
Hey, send us an email here at Community Living, and we will, if you want tickets to the next shooting.
That's September 30th.
September 30th, yeah.
Yeah.
It's free tickets, and hey, if anybody wants a seat, we'll find you a seat.
Right. So,
yeah.
CommunityLivingRadio@gmail.com. That's the email address.
Yeah.
All right, we're behind schedule on our breaks. We will be back in a moment. This is the Community Living Show. I'm Kelly. This is Michael across from me. And again, we'll be back on the NCRA radio stations. The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of each year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting exclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and more. For more information, contact your local stations about the National Access Day. The Community Living Show is stories for the people with disabilities, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and many other issues, along with accessibility issues. If you want to participate and are a member of any of the NCRA radio stations, including this station that you're listening to in the area, or if you have any story idea and want to become involved in the technician personnel, please email us. Our email address is communitylivingradio@gmail.com. No experience necessary. People with disability or non-disability are welcome to the show.
MRG Concerts is pleased to present Montreal pop band Tops at the Imperial on Tuesday, September 12th. Tops has been associated with stellar acts like Grimes and Maximarco. Tickets on sale at mrgconcerts.com. You won't want to miss it.
You're tuning in to the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Community Radio Association networks. We will do the ID, station IDs, later on in the program to give you the programs that we have available. I'm, of course, Kelly Rayburn. Across from me is Michael Rubin. Yeah. And you had something on the computer you wanted to talk about.
Well, there's more about some future guests that we're going to actually have come on. One was mispronounced her name.
All right.
Maeveen Jones.
Yep.
And she is the author of Asthma Cured. And she's going to talk to us about a spiritual way that she got herself through asthma.
Okay.
She was born in Australia, and she's lived here in Vancouver for a lot of years. She's a holistic healer, and she's into things like yoga and stuff like that to help heal the body and things. And along the way, she wrote this book. And if you actually Google her, her first name is spelled MAVREEN, and her last name is Jones.
Okay.
It's when I first Googled her, because a friend of mine introduced me to her. And when I went to Google her, it kept telling me, no, you want Maureen, and it's Maveen.
Okay.
So it's a little different spelling, but she's a really cool person.
Just wondering what state she's from where in Australia that she was born.
It would be something we would have to ask her.
Yeah.
Because they say you're from Australia. That's a big place, right?
It is a big place, and there are several states and territories. Yeah. One territory there that pretty much covers the sections in the region of Australia there too. So.
Yeah. And some of the other people, there's Colleen Wainina. And again, I'm really bad at pronouncing names. It's something we have in common, pronouncing names.
Right,
we're
right.
Like really stumble over people's stuff, don't we?
We can stumble pretty much almost anything.
Hey, we give it our best shot.
Mm.
But she is, again, an intuitive speaker and holistic coach and things. And we're going to have her come on and talk about, just doing things with purpose and how that actually helps us with our health and everything, you know.
Okay.
She has been, I'm trying to find her profile here, but she's been doing this for a number of years, she helps people develop a healthy lifestyle, no matter what your walk is. So,
okay.
Yeah, very cool person. When I spoke to her on the phone, she was very excited, and she loves working with people, from a heartfelt sort of way, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So we mentioned some other groups. You were talking about the cerebral palsy people,
mm-hmm.
and all. Are we going to have some representatives from, of course, Inclusion BC on with us or no?
That's on the television side,
okay.
Access Television. So I'm hoping to bring some of the guests that we had on in, I can't remember, March or April. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. On the issues that we did. One of them was the March in June. What are the upcoming programs that are coming in Inclusion BC? And when I say Inclusion BC, I mean the whole province, not just from Vancouver.
Yeah.
It could be in Nanaimo, it can be in Victoria, it can be in Prince George, it could be anywhere that's happening with Inclusion BC, for that matter. So.
Yeah. Well, one of the really cool things about, because we both get across the province, back and forth the province a lot, right?
For some of it, yeah.
I think maybe you get to go overseas a little more often than I do, and I get to go to the Rockies a little more often than you do.
Yeah, well, that's the habitat.
Yeah.
And that's a very interesting point of going overseas because...
Yeah.
I mean, our show is more on the disabled and the community, but there are a lot of disabled in communities all over the world. I mean, I've traveled to Australia at my mom's hometown and around that area, and then I've been over to Africa and see what their disability facilities are kind of like. And of course, all things are different. Mm-hmm. And the way organizations do in facilities.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But it was very interesting to see in Northern Territory how their disability organizations, mostly a lot of them are Indigenous people, and they have really good talents over there.
Yes. Yeah.
I've met a person who wants to become an extraordinary musician. Yeah. Part, I think, I don't know. I don't know if he had cerebral palsy or not, but I'm, and again, we go back to the cerebral palsy situation, but he was the good, talented on Australian, as an Australian musician into that area. So there are a lot of people, even though they have some of the disabilities, but they have really good talent.
Yeah. Well, of course, the reason why I bring this up, of course, is because the show travels with us.
It does.
Because we're talking to people about what it is that we're doing and everything and how we're trying to improve the lives of people with disabilities, and not just seen as, oh, well, he can't do that because he's got a disability. We're trying to get people to see that, hey, this guy has a talent.
Yes.
They can be used in many different ways, you know. So we try to get people to see that. Mm-hmm. And we have listeners that actually, you know, because you can find us, of course, on CITR.ca.
Or cooperania.org.
And you can listen to us. Mm-hmm. And these and folks do. They listen to us via these other channels, you know.
And so. CHLY.ca and maybe CFUV.ca.vic.ca. That's UVic.ca. So.
And of course, the some of the other stations are picking us up via the NCRA
program exchange.
Mm-hmm. Now I don't know. Can people just go directly to and listen to what
people
we
can
put up
access
there?
To it? I will.
Yeah,
I'll give you the website for it.
Yeah, let's get that up on Facebook a little bit later on.
Yeah,
you know, but yeah, you know, it's like because of what we're doing and what our message is, of course, we're attracting people from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna get our, of course, our fundraising plug in, right?
Yes.
For both.
Well, it's the fundraising.
CITR.
Well, that's the year
round. And Co-op Radio is like, hey, we do need you guys to actually, especially if you're in Vancouver or in British Columbia, please donate to the station that you listen to us on.
Exactly.
Because, hey, if the station doesn't exist, our program goes away.
Yeah, and we may have to do a lot of it on internet.
Yeah, so. And that's a whole different type of different resource budget. And these radio stations they provide us a really great platform, and they make life a lot easier for us rather than trying to figure out the podcast thing and the list of expenses that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. So donate to the damn station,
especially if you're facility. I mean, Nanaimo's a small community, but they do have good commutes going through there.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're in, let's say you're in Princeton, all right? Princeton, British Columbia. That's a small facility, a small town.
Small town, yes.
And
I love that town too. They're awesome people.
Mm-hmm. I was over at the conference last June about small town facilities. Mm-hmm. And if your radio station has about like less than 100 people per week, volunteers and staff, less than 100 people per week operating the station, that is where you're going to say, okay, what are you going to do? Do you want to put in some, and of course, music's the main important issue on there.
Hey.
So that's one of the facilities that runs the station. News, any community news around the region, that, like I said, Princeton's one of them, because it can be anything from, nothing to do with local news. The funding's already been paid.
It's really tough for them because anything that would be community driven, because it's such a small community, is probably swallowed up by other like Kelowna private or something like that, right?
Yeah,
you
of
know.
Course.
Of course, we should give a if you guys are listening at the town hall in Princeton, is like, hey, you know, or the town museum and everything,
mm-hmm.
it's like, they're a great bunch of people that run that town and the businesses mm-hmm. and everything in there.
Yeah.
Give a couple plugs to those guys, especially Carolyn, who's one of the administrators
right.
There in
so,
the town hall.
Yeah. So back to the point of small town, you need your music and you need your community news or known
mm-hmm.
other issues. Then you got the third one, which is syndication.
Yeah.
This is where we come in.
Yeah.
As part of a syndication mm-hmm. to their community, because if, say, for example, the Princeton doesn't even have a disabled community program, which they do, I'm assuming so, because it's all part of the Okanagan Disability Accessibility Association there. I get their emails by Facebook, and they're trying to invite me over there in different Okanagan regions and the Thompson regions there. But again, it's not like I don't own a car, so it's very difficult for a challenge me to drive over to Kamloops or to Kelowna or to Princeton, for that matter, to
yeah.
those disability accessibility needs.
Yeah, and
the thing is, if you know, if they have some sort of a mean that is really important to us, they should, you know, send an email or something, for that matter, and explain about the situation on what they do mm-hmm. over there.
I will also say this about Princeton.
Okay.
The town of Princeton has given the Fibromyalgia Wellspring lots of support and financial support. The folks in that town, they believe in supporting community. So
that's great.
And of course we want to recognize that, and that's the kind of markets we want to be in also, you know.
Yeah.
So
and that's the kind of marketing we need to mm-hmm. explore on a bit. So yeah. Anything else?
We got 2 minutes. Oh my God, we got 2 minutes to our next break. No silence. No. Then we talk a little bit about a newfound friend, Teresa Collins.
Right.
She's a totally awesome person, and she's developing her business around helping people spiritually. You know, sometimes, you know, it's another one of those things that he has a disability. Well, he shouldn't have any spirit. And she wants to support people to make sure that their spirit is always uplifted, no right. matter what their challenges in life are. So, because she wants to recognize her gifts also. So,
right. I do want to talk about another issue when we come right back. And, so I'll take a break now.
Yeah, let's go to a break.
All right. So we'll take a break. You're tuning into Community Living Show. I'm, of course, Kelly. Along with me is Michael. And we'll be right back. We're along the NCRA radio stations. The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of each year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting exclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and more. For more information, contact your local stations about the National Access Day.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
Crimes and Treasons Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
You're tuning in to the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. I'm Kelly. Along with me is Michael. And one of the news I just brought up is the fact that Greyhound Bus Lines is no longer serving northern BC, which is going along the Highway of Tears from Prince Rupert to Prince George to northeastern section of British Columbia, like Fort St. John, Fort Nelson, around those areas. And it's not just the Indigenous women, which is very important, because even though we do our disability show, we still kind of represent the people of the Indigenous people up there in northern BC. Michael?
Well, you said earlier that you don't have a car.
You don't? Yeah, I don't have a car.
And this is one of the ways of getting around. And I'll be totally honest with you. There are some, like, a trek to northern BC. It's a hard drive. You know, it's not an easy drive, and it's not something that I can just do myself. Mm-hmm. And if it's wintertime, it's like, I'm not driving it myself. I'd rather have Greyhound do it for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of people can't even afford to fly over to Prince George or anybody.
Yeah,
well, you know, it's the cost and efficiency.
Yeah, that's not always accessible either. Mm-hmm. And some of these areas because of. It's like, oh, yeah, you can fly up there. One, there's costs. Two, the bus is more accessible than these airplanes.
Mm, right.
It's like, you know, so I don't know. I think it's kind of, I don't know if transit going to take up the slack and help people get to points north as Greyhound pulls out? You know,
it's a tough decision. They've already pulled out the service from Nanaimo to Victoria because of another company called Tofino Bus Lines is doing most of the jobs there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I mean is that their service from Victoria to Tofino are mostly, I wouldn't say hippies, more like the surfer dudes and mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. That's where a lot of surfers go out to that area to surf, to do some recreation, which is good. So
it's good for commerce here in BC, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that's why we do a lot of activities, especially surfing, bicycling, walking, anything for more accessible.
You know, let's face it, BC is, and I like to see our forests stay forests and not be torn apart by other commerce programs that we're trying to claim resources.
Did you say forest or what?
Forest, yes. Okay. I want to see our forest stay forest.
Yeah. Yes. We don't want anybody to burn the forest.
This is a beautiful province. There's a lot of beautiful forests.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy photographing it and showing it to people because I have people that order calendars and mm-hmm. around the world that are looking at the photographs of British Columbia.
Yeah.
And
when you photograph those kind of stuff, every scenery tells a story.
Yeah.
Every mm-hmm. where you look, and especially if you want to go through the agriculture in Abbotsford or Chilliwack, every scenery situation has its story to tell.
It has its story to tell. I didn't actually get to interview this person, but I mean, it's a bit on the woo-woo side, but hey, why not? Yeah.
On the World Wide Web? Woo-woo-woo?
But there was an interview that I listened to by another friend of ours. It was Alex Smith. That's who it was.
Oh, the Radio EcoShock.
Radio EcoShock. Yep. He interviewed this lady, and she's talking about the trees telling stories.
Yes.
Now, somebody that I did actually interview, Cameron Brown, with the Thrive Network, and trying to reforest the great rainforest in South America. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that we don't have that this champion for the great rainforest in South America isn't from any one of the Americas. He's from Australia,
right?
Coming to champion this. Shame on us. We keep ripping down our damn forest. He also talked about that they're great beings, that these trees are great beings that we need to respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I photograph these things, right?
Okay.
It's like, so the people around the world can see our great forests and see what our trees look like, see how beautiful it actually is, you know? And it's like you said, if you start adding in like the walking and the bicycling and
or
all
any
that
other
sort of,
recreational
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's like it's a great area for that sort of thing, you know? It needs to be respected. And we need, and as British Columbians, we need to cherish it and stop causing more regression by ripping down the forest and building useless dams. Right, you know, I didn't say anything about a dam, did I?
Well, if you want to talk about sightseeing dam, go right ahead.
You know, we're supposed to stay objective, right?
Right.
But sightsee is one of those areas that do, which is more important, the natural resource of our forest or the electricity that we can get via, what is that? There's a star out there, isn't there? That's nearby. Yeah. Oh, the sun. That's right. We can actually get all the electricity we need from the sun. And
yeah. Or wind power.
Wind power. There's other ways besides building a dam.
Tidal and wave power.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Yeah.
And
we can preserve our great forest for spiritual enjoyment, recreation. You know,
yeah, and not all of it is all on gas because we, of course, powered by vehicles that do generate by oil and other industry corporations. Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, we could go there, but...
Yeah, we could go there, but, you know, that's...
But this is more of a disability show. I mean,
we could get into the
environment situation.
But that's why Alex does the show he does.
Yes, that's right.
So we got sidetracked for a second. but
it's interesting. And again, and again, there are other shows that are very interesting to hear because. You know, I mean, that's one of the syndication stations.
Yeah.
Radio EcoShock's one of them. Animal Voices is another one on dealing issues with animals issues.
Yeah.
The other one is on Indigenous as well.
They're from Gennargi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And we should have her on.
We should do a joint thing with Gennargi sometime, you know.
Yeah.
Especially on the housing issues,
especially on that,
because okay,
Go on.
Because we're starting to.
Yeah,
we're running out of time. We all know about the issue with the Memorial Hotel, right?
The which?
Memorial Hotel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And Gunarchi did a really good piece on there, but she did it from the perspective of Indigenous people. But how many people with disabilities were actually affected by the Memorial Hotel?
I did not know that.
I'm sure.
Don't know.
Yeah. It's an unknown thing because nobody really focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
But there were people in that, I'm sure, in that hotel that it maybe it wasn't a physical disability, but maybe it was a mental disability.
Right.
Or an emotional disability. But mm-hmm. there were people with disabilities that were affected by the closing of this hotel and the mismanagement of
mm-hmm.
the property itself.
Right.
So Gunarchi focused on it really well because she took it from the standpoint of that some of the more corporate media went to focus on how the residents had destroyed the property.
Okay.
Well, Gunarchi went from another standpoint of how the property was mismanaged.
Okay.
Because every building has to be managed. Like the building that we're sitting in, right?
Yes.
If you don't do timely maintenance, take care of the little things that need to be taken care of.
Then bigger problems come.
Bigger problems come and occur.
Mm-hmm.
The building that Columbia and Hastings that the co-op radio sits in.
Yes.
Look how they had to completely refurbish that.
Yeah.
And it was because the refurbishment came because there were things that had been missed.
Yeah, and most
producing
of
the rats and the bed bugs. You know.
Yeah, because they didn't issue that kind of contract properly. The contractor just said, "Oh, the building's just fine as it is," and more bigger problems occur after
right.
that.
Right, that's exactly what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and that's the guy described the rat being as big as a cat.
Mm.
I know that can happen. I've never seen it here in Vancouver, but back east, growing up back east, I saw rats that big.
But anyways, speaking of Columbia and Hastings, they still. I thought they were going to fix this the one step.
Yeah, they didn't fix that. We still have.
They still have a ramp.
We still have the ramp. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
but that, a lot of people have the wheelchair accessibility.
Yeah,
I thought
they were going to fix the step and make it more of a ramp, but they didn't.
No, that's not what happened on the occurrence, which is disappointing because I know that when Co-op Radio moved over to Wall Street, it was just one.
Yeah, it
drive
was
over.
When yeah the
one drive over, and so, now we're back at Columbia Hastings. We still have to deal with that small step.
So
for
when our friends David and
Carrie
yeah. come, we have to
hoist a ramp.
hoist a ramp and be honest because of having chronic pain and
mm-hmm.
and muscle damage in my back. Mm-hmm. It's hard to pick up that ramp. So,
yes,
I know most people see me. They don't realize that
you have any back pain or anything.
Yeah, but it's like yes, I do have my own disabilities, but and picking that thing up isn't exactly easy. And
no.
The last one of the last times we picked it up, I did kind of twist my hip out of place.
Right. The next show's coming here, so
yeah.
Just let them.
Mia, right?
Yeah.
Particles and Waves.
Yeah, so that's on CITR 101.9.
Great music, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So she's here. She's and she's getting set up and pulling out her laptop. She's probably got an awesome set list to come.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. So what's on for next week's show?
Well, I want to try to get Paul Gilbert and we'll talk about this speech that Rich Coleman gave.
The Rich Coleman, he had in Langley. Yeah.
And again, we want to be objective about it, and I want to make sure that because Rich Coleman's people probably at some point may hear or some liberal person will actually hear, but we want to be objective about it, and we want to discuss objectively about what he's talking about. And
exactly, because
we don't want to slam them.
This is all part of the disability caucus member. He's part of the member of the BC Disability Caucus member.
Yeah,
I was going to say so. We wanted him have to bring him aboard on this issue, and so and many other things.
Yeah.
So thank you, Michael, and
hopefully
we will discuss about it next week. If you have any other issues you want to talk about as well, our email address is communitylivingradio@gmail.com. That's all in one word, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. And thank you very much for coming in, and hope to see you next week.
Yeah, we'll be around next week.
Yeah, so stay tuned for upcoming shows that are happening on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. And just to let you know, we will have our third member of the program, which is CHLY. I've got to check their call letters now, CHLY. And their Nanaimo station is 101.7 FM. That's in Nanaimo. We have two other radio stations as well, CITR, which is the Vancouver facility that we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. That's also on 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. We're also on Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, and streaming online at cooperadio.org. Oh, and the NCRA, National Campus Association Networks, RA.ca. I will give you the address now. Oh, I spelled it wrong. I spelled it wrong again. NCRA.ca.
And, of course, that's we're going to pick on Kelly because he always spells it wrong.
Not always. So the program exchange is called, the website is www.previous.ncra.ca. You can see all the other episodes as well, including Classical Afternoons, episode number 45, Groundwire on September 11th, all that stuff. Thank you again for tuning in. Stay tuned for upcoming shows. We will be back again next week.
And if you're listening here on CITR, Mia will be with you in a second.
Yeah. We'll be right back. So do stay tuned for upcoming shows. Thank you for listening. We will be back again next week. Take care.
Space. It's so beautiful. The elegance. The story of why. I love space. And billions of stars. Oh, look, there are billions and billions of galaxies. All right! There's nothing I like more than space. So let's blow something up here.
Let's blow something up here.
If there was a program for volunteers to go into space with like 100% chance of dying from death by space, I would be first in line. If they needed brave volunteers or stupid volunteers, I would be there so fast.
Oh, that's so cool. So cool.
My computer can't handle the rendering.
Oh, that's so cool. So cool.
snatches of music, whole orchestras play inside our heads.
And then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like.
Rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves, and it is an eclectic music program. It runs for the next hour, and it's a collection of tending towards sort of indie ish stuff. I've got some really neat songs today I'm really looking forward to playing for you. So I'm going to start right off with a band that I'm really, really pleased to see is back. They're called The Bell Game. They describe themselves as an ethereal crush pop band, which I adore because there is little that I love more than when it comes to sort of talking about music than the, you know, increasingly specific sort of micro-organization of the genre of your music. And, you know, I really feel like someday I'm going to hit on a band that will just get some kind of combo breaker in terms of how many different words to describe their sound. And crush pop is one that I've not actually heard before, so that's getting filed away for later reference. Anyway, the last time The Bell Game was around was 2013 or so, which was, 2013, 2014. And it's been 4 years. I was really wondering whereabouts they were, and they were recording new music and dropped a new album called Fear/Nothing on Friday. I've been giving it a little bit of a listen, and I'm enjoying it very much. So I thought I'd play a track for you called Shine. After that, I've got a band called House and Land with a song called Listen to the Roll, and so much more here on Particles and Waves. Please enjoy.